Hello and welcome back to the Cadence Beat podcast. We are in episode number 43 and I am Katie Boykin. I'm the marketing manager at Cadence. I am joined by Ben Rittner as well. And we have a special guest, and Nicola Tweed is going to be our newest member of the Cadence marketing team. And we're so excited to have her on board and to interview her today. So thank you for joining us, Nicola. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here and to chat with you today.
Yeah, this is going to be great. We're going to learn a lot about Nicola, and that is going to be really helpful for everyone listening.
Yeah, so we obviously want to know a little bit about how you have come into joining our marketing team. But before we get into that, you have been a Cadence user for a number of years, and you are also doing your own freelance business. And so we really want to get into the heart of your experience with WordPress and building a business on your own, and then also working with Cadence. So can you just get started and share how you first got into web design and online marketing?
Yeah, sure. So my journey started at a very young age, at the age of about 11. I remember quite clearly when my parents got dial-up, and I'm sure a lot of people listening to this probably don't even know what dial-up is, but I remember clearly maxing out my parents' account. And I knew deep down that I had this love for the online world and I wanted to do something. And I remember clearly in my end of year school yearbook saying, I don't know what I want to do, but it's definitely something to do with computers. So here I am still many years later working in this industry. So after I finished school, I went and I did like a 1 year full-on coding diploma where I learned JavaScript and a whole bunch of other stuff. But I got so sick and tired of looking at my computer screen. I was just so tired of it. I didn't want to do this anymore. I was like, no, thank you. So I packed my bags and I moved from South Africa, which is where I'm originally from. And I moved to Paris and I was a nanny there for a year. And then I moved to London and I lived in London for 8 years and I worked in insurance, which is very different to the whole IT space that I was in. And then about 4 or 5 years into living in London, I discovered the Decorate blog and I did a very short course on becoming a blogger. And I created my first blog and I realized I actually didn't like the writing part. I liked the tinkering with the website and making it look good. And slowly but surely, like every day after work, I'd come home, I'd like race home and I'd set up my computer working on making this look better. And the whole space had really changed from when I first started studying. So things had really, like WordPress didn't exist when I started studying and learning about the online space. So I did that and then I decided I was going to move back to South Africa and I wanted to work for myself. So I just took on anybody who would have me, literally like, if you want a website, I'll create it for you. And I did every platform. I was doing WordPress.com. I was doing WordPress. I was doing Blogger. Blogger was like finicky little things of like CSS and everything. So diving really deep into that. And then one day I woke up and I was like, I have to specialize. I have to specialize in one platform and really be good at that. And so I went into WordPress and I remember specifically using Genesis. So I started off with Genesis and I got such great advice in the beginning. And it was like, the best way to become a good developer was to break your website. And I was like, what? That's crazy advice. But it was true. Like you learn more from projects that push you than ones that like are just easy. And the ones that like I broke those websites, I was like, okay, I know exactly what I need to do next time. And so that really taught me a lot. And how I came to Cadence was I worked with a page builder that was really becoming bloated. And I was like, I have to find a better way. And also the whole WordPress landscape was changing. Gutenberg Blocks was coming out and I was like, I don't want to get left behind. I need to learn this. And I watched a YouTube video. I can't remember exactly which one. And I was like, I'm hooked. I've got to learn everything. So I started off with the Cadence theme, using it with this page builder. And I was like, no, I'm going all in on Cadence. And still to this day in my own business, I'm trying to convince clients, websites with the page builder to move to Cadence. And when they do move, they're like, oh my gosh, that's so much better. why didn't you do it earlier? But yeah, I've been using Cadence for about, I think it's about 4 or 5 years now. And awesome. I absolutely love it. I just love how simple it is and just how, even though it's simple, you can just do so much with the tools and you don't have to keep installing new plugins for a slider or for a pop-up. It's all built into Cadence. So that's what I love the most about it.
Nice. Going back a little bit, with new people getting started in freelancing and wanting to, you know, build a career in that, when you were building websites for like anyone and everyone, was that like, mm-hmm. were you going to random businesses in your like area and being like, hey, I'll build your website, or were you going to friends or family? How did you get that traction?
So I was actually working at a small little shop in my hometown. And she was like, okay, will you do my website? So I was like, okay, cool. And then I started going to a lot more networking events where there were other people just starting out, creating their business. And in my area, and actually back then, like I can say it was probably about 10 years ago, there weren't that many females in the industry. And there weren't that many web designers like me. And so I started to attract a lot of female entrepreneurs who were into the online space. And it was just literally like I took on one client and then snowballed to another one and another one and another one. And it just kept going like that. So I was really lucky. But in the beginning, I did a lot of networking.
Nice.
And also back then, I don't think like Facebook and Instagram and those kind of social media platforms were as prominent in terms of marketing.
How did you approach pricing early on as you like, you know, you go from like, because I did the same path, right? Like you go from friends and you're kind of doing these like friend deals or like not even charging or whatever. And then you're trying to like build real customers and, you know, figure out your rates and all that. How did you figure that path out?
I think that's still something that's in progress. I think with every entrepreneur, it's like, I'm 10 years in, surely I should know how to do this. But I think it also comes with confidence. It comes with, like in the beginning, I didn't know what I was doing. So I felt like I couldn't charge a lot. But as I started to learn and grow and like with every project, I'm like learning something new. So, okay, I charge more. And it's also like, what is the value that I'm adding to that specific client? Like by them having a website, they can make so much more money, and a good website, they can make so much money. So it's about like, what is the value that I'm giving to their business? But it's definitely like a continuous work in progress.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had the same experience whenever I was freelancing too. Did you also struggle with like imposter syndrome as you were getting started? Because I know that that's pretty common experience, because you're like, okay, I'm not that skilled. I'm not good enough to charge a ton right now. But like, how did you overcome that imposter syndrome if you had any?
It's funny because in the beginning of my business, I would say I didn't have like that imposter syndrome because there wasn't as many people to like compare yourself to. So there wasn't like this, there were very small Facebook groups. There wasn't Instagram and YouTube as it is today. So I feel like there is less to compare. And I was like one of the only in my area that was a female doing what I do. And I love that I was the only female. There was a lot of men in the industry, but like I had that sort of one up if it was a female entrepreneur who needed a website.
Ah, that's amazing. So like you got to skip that whole phase and just know exactly what you're confident in at the beginning.
Well, I wouldn't say it was 100% confidence. I think now I probably would question a little bit more, but that's only because there's more around you to look at.
Man, that's a really good lesson right there. Just keep your blinders on. And if you're a freelancer, keep focused on what you do best.
Yes.
How did you do the design and implementation? Did you like work with other people to figure out like, okay, so I've got this client, they need a design, I'm going to get a designer. Were you the designer? And then if you were, like, what were the steps that you took? Did you build things out in Photoshop or write in the editor? How did that work?
I started off with using quite a lot of themes. So Theme Forest was like my go-to in the days. Yep. And then I would buy Theme Forest ones and then like wrangle them to like get them to look how I want them to look, which was really, really frustrating. And then I used a lot of other templates, like Genesis templates as well, and then wrangled them to make them look exactly how I wanted. And then I do quite a bit of design work, so I use Figma, and I've worked with many designers around the world, and they will design and then I will develop the website. Mm-hmm. So I do a bit of both. Yeah. But what I love, like with Cadence, is it's a blank page. So if someone gives me a design, I'm working with a blank page and I can create whatever they give me. So I've worked with a lot of photographers who do want like a lot of overlapping and animation and those kind of things. And all of that I can do with Cadence.
Yeah, cool. Cool. Yeah, I feel like I started similarly where it was like harder to design from a blank slate. So I take designs from, you know, ThemeForest or whatever template and then kind of tweak and tinker. I like that phrase you said of like, you just got into tinkering the site to try to make it better. That's certainly like where it starts, I feel like.
I've often found like with those, with other themes, it's sometimes like, what is that saying? Like fitting square plugs into round holes into square plugs. And it's like, it's just not how I want it to look.
Yeah. When you were starting out, did you end up niching into a specific type of website? Like I do WooCommerce sites, or is it still like anything goes?
So I would say it's more in terms of industry. So okay. At the beginning, I somehow attracted all of those in the wedding industry. I did a lot of like wedding venues and photographers. And then it started going into a lot of wellness brands. So like health and fitness, Pilates instructors, yoga instructors. And I think that was just because that's what I am interested in. And like I did very simple websites and also e-commerce websites. Like I love doing e-commerce websites. It's like that challenge of getting it to work properly and also look how the client wants it to look. So it's more in terms of industry that I niche down.
Cool.
What about with people around the world? So like, were you primarily working in locally? Like you're trying to find clients through your networking experience, like you were talking about earlier. At what point did you branch out and start taking on like more global customers?
It's a question I get like all the time. And I cannot remember like my first international client. I don't know why. I wish I'd like documented it, because so many people from South Africa specifically asked me that question. I'm like, oh, I wish I'd known. But I did a lot of networking then on Facebook groups. And I did find, again, like I mentioned before, it was like once you got the one client, it was like, do a really good job, you get the next client. And like, going back to what I said about documenting, that is also one thing that I'm always like, document the whole process. Like, I wish I had documented everything and then looked back and gone like, wow, I learned that and I learned that. And someone else can actually learn from you because they're just starting out.
In terms of challenging times of like figuring out the whole freelance process, what would you say were the biggest challenges that you ran into that you had to like, I got to figure out how to do this? Was it, because like, if you're a new freelancer, I think you saying networking a lot, like it's key. Like most people would be like, yeah, you've got to learn how to network. Did that come naturally? Was that a challenge? Was it the invoicing and the like cash flow? Mm-hmm. Was that the challenge? Like what were some of the biggest challenges?
I think running your own business or being a freelancer is like one of the biggest, can I call it self-help? Not self-help, like growth thing. It's like nothing can teach you as much as running your own business. Like, it's like that, how do I answer this email? Like, or the setting boundaries of like clients maybe sending you Facebook messages and Instagram messages and emails and like voice notes. I get like voice notes all the time. And it's like setting that kind of boundary. So I think the freelancing does come with all different types of things. I never struggled with invoicing, organization, or anything like that. It's more probably like setting that boundary. Okay, this is the contract. And yeah, so probably contracts. It's like, this is the contract and this is what I'm going to deliver. And then it's always going outside of that scope. But that can also be like my personality. I feel like you do need a thank you page here, so I'm going to create it for you. So it's kind of learning that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So you're talking about scope creep here. What is something that like you have done in order to like overcome that? Because I feel like scope creep is a really common problem with freelancers in particular. So if you are that like highly empathetic type of personality who just wants to serve and do a really great job, and how do you prevent that from like overtaking the project or turning into, you know, hating the project that you're working on because like it's snowballed into something so much bigger?
I think it's that from that like first call, knowing that that client is the right one or not for you, but then also being super clear. Like I've often now go through my contract with the client and be like, this is what is included, but I do think you may need this or you may need that. And if they say, no, we don't need that, that's okay. But then I need to also know I'm not going to include it. So just being super clear. I often think like, I see it in Facebook groups where web designers complain about scope creep or just waiting on their clients to get back to them with the information they need to create their website. And I'm like, sometimes maybe it's the web designer's fault because we are the expert. We need to like explain to them and like guide them through the process. Maybe they just actually don't know how to give us the copy or what copy to give or what images. And so like with my process, it's simple. But I give them a lot of video guidance of like, this is where you can get that. And this is where you can get that. And if you're struggling with it, let me know so we can get it. So I often don't run into like issues with my projects overrunning, maybe here and there, but it's generally like they're on time. My clients give me exactly what I need. And that's because I think I give them the guidance. I don't expect them to know everything.
Yeah. So beyond your freelancing one-on-one with clients, you and I have had the opportunity to work together as well. Yeah. So what made you decide to also work for other businesses and help them, kind of like white labeling in some regards, mm-hmm. or being like a team member on another team?
I think my biggest thing for that is I sit in this room the whole time, all day, every day. And I think it's just nice to work in a team where you can like chat to other people and get their different ideas and learn new things. I find sitting in here, I can watch YouTube content all day long. But like when you actually have that one-on-one, then, you know, you can grow and learn new things. And I got to a point in my business where it was like very stagnant. I need something different. I want something that's going to challenge me. And it's always been one of maybe like my positive qualities is like, I don't like to stand still. I like to be continuously like learning something new. Okay, how can we improve this? How can we make this better? And I got to a point where I was like, okay, where to now? Like, what next? Yeah.
So how did that work? So you were still doing your own freelancing clients. And then there was this is for my side business that I have. Okay. I put out an ad, said I need some additional help. You applied, you were a great fit. So you joined the team on a part-time basis as well. So like, what was it like kind of juggling like a part-time thing as well as managing additional clients at the same time? Because that's a unique situation that some freelancers might be interested in exploring as well.
Yeah, I think it's about managing my time and managing my own clients, knowing how many hours I need to do for each separate business. I must say I'm pretty good at organizing myself. I think it's a good thing. Sometimes it can get overwhelming, but it's about managing expectations.
That's really cool. I definitely think that's something to highlight in terms of like if you're learning here and wanting to freelance, because I think partnering with someone else is a really great way to like cover a lot of skill gap that you might like miss or not have yet and get exposure and get stuff. I started freelancing by actually doing design and someone else was doing the development. That's how I got into it. I had somebody I knew who was doing development. He was like, hey, are you interested in doing some side design freelance for me? And so that got me into actually doing websites. And I think that can be, it's like a networking way in which you can create your own like skill set portfolio. And then all of a sudden you can say, yeah, I designed that site didn't develop it, but I designed it. Now you have the next open door into the next thing.
I think there's a lot of opportunity as well out there. Like, there's just endless. And I think you can make your own opportunities and learn so much because there are so many platforms that you can learn from now. Like, there's YouTube. You can go to YouTube and basically learn anything you want to learn, or you can network with anyone and be in so many different Facebook groups or whatever networking platforms you choose. So I think getting started is a lot easier these days than it was.
Yeah.
Maybe my opinion.
I'm curious if we can go back for a second, because I think when I think about like problems that freelancers have, a lot of times it's getting stuff from clients. Like, they just struggle with getting the photos they need, the content they need. So can you give me a little bit more info on that? You kind of made it like, oh, I have a system for that. Like, so
I think the funny thing is everyone is so into like all these systems, like Asana and all of those. And like, while I love them and I did use them at the beginning of my business, I found that my clients hated it. They were like, I have to learn another thing just in order to get a website. Like, that is a struggle. And I did a webinar for a summit like 2 or 3 years ago. And I thought, this is going to get no traction, nothing. I have never received so many emails. And my system is so simple. It's literally like a Google folder. Like, that's it, but just with a lot of videos to really guide them as to how do we do this? How do we add this content? And I've just found it worked. And I did start off using Asana, and I've tried Dubsado, and it took me ages to set it up, and nobody liked it.
Yeah.
So I went to Google.
That's cool. Do you design prior to getting the content? And then you're like, okay, well, we need content to fill out this homepage. Or do you like, you're like, I need all of your content up front, and then we'll start looking at design.
I want everything up front. I want to see like everything. And when I get that bird's eye view, I'll be able to create your website for you. Because if you get like it in bits, you're like, no, that doesn't connect. Why didn't we add that to the homepage? Or why didn't we add this yet? So I'm like, I'm not even starting your project until I have everything.
Okay. And do you think about it? So like, I, you know, when I got into early stages, this is a long time ago, it was a design first approach. It was like, okay, well, what's the feel of your website going to be? Which is now I would completely flip on. Like, to me, it's like, no, what is the goal of your website? Like, that's how I would focus. Is
yeah.
The goal, how are we going to make sure that the customers can achieve the goal versus like some feeling we're trying to create or whatever. Do you approach it that way? Do you come in and try to be like, okay, so from a bird's eye view, this is the marketing goal. This is the structure and that we're trying to achieve, and then kind of fit everything into place from there.
I do try to do it like that. It doesn't always turn out like that. You have clients who want to dictate and be like, this should look like this. But it is. It's always about the goal. Are we at the end of it, like actually getting a website that's going to work for them? And I find when you're being dictated and told this is the design, often the goals aren't met. So I do try to, and then tweak the copy or tweak whatever layout in order to get there.
Yeah. As your, you know, journey has progressed and things like that, and just in even the rise of competition for site building and all of that, have you found certain ways in which you bring added value that you maybe didn't think about before? Like, maybe it's a marketing of like, you know, this is added value for like, here's how you're going to get emails and be able to do email marketing or things like that, or maintenance plans. Like, what are the things that have come out of this that you're like, well, customers needed this, so I started offering it?
Yeah. So I found that like sometimes just giving a client just a website, it's not enough. I do often work with people who are just starting. So they've just created their business. So they don't have email marketing. They don't have social media. They don't have anything like that. So sometimes I'm like almost like a business mentor, if you can call it that.
Coach.
And like when they come to me and they're in an industry that I know and I love, I can advise them, and I'll probably become quite irritating to them because I'll be like, look at this person and look at that and like check this person out on social media because they're really amazing, or this email marketing funnel is great. So I often like will help them and say, okay, you need email marketing. Okay, these are the ones I recommend. I can help you set those up. We'll link them to the website. I can help you create a funnel. I can help you create your first campaign. When it comes to social media, I'll help you set it up, but I won't do your social media for you, but I can show you how it works, because a lot of them are just, yeah, like I said, just starting out. So I found it's more like a holistic view at their website, because the websites have changed. It's not just like this static thing that you put up and goodbye and like, let's carry on. It's like, we need to now start generating like interest in our business. And how do we do that? And how do we start generating leads and then making sales from our website? So it's really changed. The whole thing has just changed in like, I don't even know how many years, like 5-6 years. I remember like a couple of years ago, it was just like, there's your website. Okay, bye. But now it's like adding in Google Analytics, you know, search engine optimization. And now it's going to be like AI. How do we integrate that? And how do we do that?
Yeah. You've mentioned you use Google for like getting in customer stuff. Are there any other tools that are like maybe freelance specific or things like that, that you're like, this, I've found this really helpful outside of Cadence? We're taking that as a
given, right? As a given. Well, of course, Cadence, and then Google, the Google Suite. So everything there. But I also like a tool that I have just recently discovered, and it's Responsively app. So it's like, I love it for checking what your website looks like on all devices. So like mobile all the way through to tablet, which I have like struggled with in the past, but this is just such a great app. You can see how everything looks and make sure that all your websites are working perfectly on all different devices, which I find is a great tool. Yeah, this, it's just like the general tools that I use as well, like Canva,
sure,
Google, those tools always come in handy.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about your joining of the Cadence team. So that has been, you've been on the team now for about a month or so-ish, maybe a month and a half.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So what made you decide to join the Cadence team, especially because of your freelancing past and history and all of those things?
Well, I don't know why I wouldn't want to be part of the team. It's such a great team, and it's been so exciting for the last month. It's a month and a half, I think. Well, I've loved Cadence for like 5 years, and working with you, Katie, you put it out to me that like Cadence and Stella were looking for someone new to join the marketing team. And I was like, well, I'm not in the market for a new job, but like, why not? Why not challenge myself and do something that I haven't done really before? Obviously, I've done marketing for my own business, but like this is much bigger scale. And I really know the Cadence products. I love the products. It's not hard to market something you love, really. And also just joining the team to be with other people and learn from others.
That's great. I know the time difference has been sometimes challenging, especially because we're like 12 hours apart, right? What time is it for you?
Like, it's like 6 o'clock.
Yeah. And it's my almost 11 o'clock. So it's quite a big jump, but I feel like you've done a really great job making it successful. So for freelancers or people who are thinking about possibly getting either a part-time gig with another company or even a full-time situation, what advice would you give to them, even though there might be some time difference challenges and things like that?
I think communicating is quite important, just expressing like what can and can't be done. But I do feel like a lot of people do make excuses these days of like why things can't work. So it's about fitting the work into your day. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a challenge to make it work. But yeah.
That's great.
I think one of the reasons we're really excited that you're here is that you have such a great YouTube presence. And like that ability to create tutorials and explain the product and uncover things about the product that people don't know, or just even like ways to use it. We were really, really excited. I mean, you were one of the people who were like, man, what if we could get Nicola? Like that would be so cool to join the team and to be able to provide some of that to the users who really are like looking for, like, I want more video tutorials and more hands-on training, especially coming from a freelancer perspective of like, this is how you can do this for multiple clients. So between that and then just our work with 4.0 and getting that it's going to need a lot more and new videos as we get that going. And so like, we're so excited that you're on the team, because I think you're going to be able to add so much value to the product as we get that on the way.
Yeah, I'm very excited. And I think that's the biggest thing. I'm excited to be part of the team to share my love for creating tutorial videos. And I've always had people come to me and say, you make it seem so easy and simple when you create these tutorial videos, and it's calming and it's nice to watch. So I hope that I can create loads of tutorial videos and help people create websites. That's always been my thing, is like, I really want to show people how easy it is to create their own website, or how they can take their website to the next level with Cadence.
Yeah.
So very excited to create content.
It takes a very special skill set for someone to be able to teach the skill that they're good at. So it's one thing to be able to write code or design a website, but to also be able to articulate the steps in which you did it in and make it make sense to the user is, I think, a gift that not everyone has. And so I echo Ben's point that we're really excited to have you on board to help with all of that.
Thank you.
Okay, so anything else you want to share? Otherwise, we can get into some lightning round things.
No, I don't think I have anything else to share.
Okay, so we're going to hit a few lightning rounds, and you just answer them as fast as you can. We know you've already said tools, but favorite WordPress plugin besides Cadence?
I feel like whatever I say, someone will be like, why? Why would you choose that plugin? I have no plugin that's favorite. Okay. Cadence is my favorite.
Okay. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Do you drink it black or with stuff?
No, I need milk. No sugar.
Your dream client project?
Wow. Someone that's organized. I like that. Someone that's organized and easy and a breeze, but also someone that's like in an industry that I really love. Like when I enjoy the industry, I'm like, this is an easy project, or it's not easy, it's just enjoyable. Even though maybe, for example, it has features that I'm challenging to develop or create. If it's in an industry that I enjoy, then that's a dream client for me.
Awesome. And then what's one piece of advice you would give to your younger self who's just starting freelancing?
To believe in yourself more. Like I mentioned this on a meeting earlier, was just like, I create YouTube content and I'm like, is this such a great video? And then I watch it 2 years later and I'm like, that was amazing. Keep doing that. And I'm like, and especially when you read the comments and you hear someone say, wow, that helped me. Thank you so much. It just like makes your day so much better and worth it. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to create the next YouTube video.
That's awesome. Well, cool.
Cool.
Do you have any, from a productivity standpoint, any things, have you explored time boxing for time management or anything like that, that you're like, this has helped me? To-do lists, do you do them, do you not?
Tomato timer. Have you ever used Tomato timer?
Yeah.
So it's literally like 25 minutes on, five minutes off. Yeah. And often if I am procrastinating, or I'm like, I really do not feel like doing this project, it's like, okay, I'm only going to give myself 25 minutes and that's it. And then I do 25 minutes and the next thing is like 4 hours later and the project's done and I enjoyed it and I'm like, have to use this more often, but I find that the best. And time blocking is great for like just offloading it mentally. So just being like, I'm going to do it tomorrow, I've got 3 hours to do it and it's going to be done, and then it's just like offload that mentally, I can deal with today.
That's a really good strategy.
Cool.
Well, thank you so much for being here on our podcast. Everyone can expect to see Nicola a lot more around the Cadence community, in our Facebook group, as well as our YouTube channel. Here on the podcast, you're going to see her a lot more. So thank you for sharing your story and giving us a sneak peek about who you are and all of your experience with Cadence. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been great chatting. And I'm excited to continue creating more content and working in the marketing team.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Well, if you are sticking around because you're wondering if we have any updates about Cadence, keep an eye in the Facebook group because we should have just released some exciting information and details, sneak peeks for you. So the Facebook group is the place to hang out. Also join our newsletter to get updates on our products and anything that we have coming in the marketing pipeline. So be sure to join the Facebook group and the newsletter, and we'll have updates for you guys soon. All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.